Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. If the scourge slay suddenly, he will laugh at the trial of the innocent. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. Because ye have said, We have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. For they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock, and to scourge, and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets, and wise men, and scribes. And some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues, and persecute them from city to city. And they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him. And the third day he shall rise again. They shall scourge him, and put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman, and uncondemned?